This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. Why should we scientists have all the fun probing the secrets of Mother Nature and the universe? Why don't you jump into the game? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. That's right. Once again, the hotline number, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, the name of the city you're calling from, and then leave a question or make a comment about science. And just remember, no question is too dumb or too silly or too out there to put on national radio. Just think about it for a moment. How many times have scientific questions just popped into your mind, but there's nobody to talk to? One of my friends works for Con Edison, Consolidated Edison, the big utility here in New York City. And he told me that one day he was just shooting the bull with a bunch of friends at the water cooler, and someone just popped out a question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how would we know about it? How long would it take? Well, everyone was stumped. If the sun were to disappear, how long would it take before we knew that the sun had just disappeared? Well, it turns out that the answer is probably 8 minutes. Why? Because gravity waves travel at the speed of light. And we know that. In fact, it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics just last year to three physicists who prove Einstein's conjecture of 1916. Yes, gravity itself travels at the speed of light, just the way Einstein predicted 100 years ago. So anyway, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, ask your question or make your comment about science. And also, if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 600 fans on Twitter. And go to my website to find out what I'm up to. So, let's get right on now to the phone calls that are coming in. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Let's have the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is John. Radio station I'm listening to is, I guess, WABC in the mornings. It's outside of New York City. My question is, how did the Hulse-Taylor pulsar help prove Einstein's theory of gravitational waves? And the second part to that question would be, how did two stars become neutron stars at the same time, as close as these two neutron stars are, if that makes sense? All right, thank you.
Okay, well, as we mentioned earlier, back in 1916, Einstein himself said that gravity travels at the speed of light. If I take a star, for example, and I shake it, you could somehow shake a star, you would send out ripples through the fabric of space-time, and these ripples travel at the speed of light. Now, Einstein himself, back in 1916, wrote that he never thought it would be detected in his lifetime. And he was right. These gravity waves are extremely faint, And it takes gigantic detectors miles across in order to detect these very faint gravity waves. However, if you think about it, one way to detect these gravity waves is to have two neutron stars orbit around each other. So think of two stars, each one being a neutron star, rotating around each other, creating shock waves as they rotate around each other. And these shock waves are calculable. It turns out that two physicists did the calculation, and they found that, yes, these two stars would lose energy with time. Now, if Newton was correct, two stars rotating around each other would rotate around each other forever. They would never lose any energy, just like the Earth going around the Sun. The Earth does not lose energy as it goes around the Sun. Well, it loses a tiny amount of energy, but it's extremely small. If I have two stars, on the other hand, two gigantic stars, neutron stars in this case, and they chase each other, it turns out that you can measure. You can actually measure the amount of radiation emitted by these two stars as they enter a death dance, and they get closer and closer together. Well, the distance between these two stars is very easy to measure. And bingo, two physicists measured the decay of two neutron stars as they rotated around each other, and it was right on the dot, just the way Einstein would have predicted. It turns out the orbit shrank. The orbit of these two stars rotating around each other shrank just the way you expect it to shrink if radiation was being emitted in the form of gravity waves. So here's something very interesting. Gravity waves were not detected directly first. They were detected indirectly, and the calculation came out right on the dot. But the Nobel Prize was given last year to three physicists who directly measured gravity waves in outer space. And then the questioner asked yet another part of the question, how do we know they were two neutron stars? Because, of course, neutron stars are the end product of the evolution and the ultimate death of a star. Well, these two stars were more or less similar in size, and as a consequence, their life history was pretty much the same. We almost had two twins rotating around each other. Both of them degenerated to neutron stars, and they rotated around each other. And we can measure accurately the distance between these two stars, and bingo, it came out just the way Einstein predicted. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
David Derry, radio station WMKT, Central Lake, Michigan. My question is just a question about relativity. We think of our universe as infinitely huge. What if it is infinitely small? If we were the size of an atom, the distance to an atom on Neptune would seem like a universe away. Perhaps our idea of distance is severely restricted. Secondly, even if there was a Big Bang, why does that mean that it was the beginning of time or creation? Perhaps there is enough mass to create a big crunch and a repeat of another Big Bang over and over again. Thank you. I appreciate your answer.
Okay, well, you ask questions that are at the cutting edge of science. As you correctly pointed out, the Big Bang is one theory of the origin of the universe. But some people believe that eventually the expanding universe will stop, and it'll reverse itself and get smaller and smaller with time, heating up, and eventually creating a big crunch, whereby temperatures will skyrocket and all life will be destroyed. And then perhaps it'll bounce once again to create an oscillating universe. That cannot be ruled out. However, at the present time, we do believe that our universe is accelerating in its expansion and will go on forever. However, we can't prove it, but I think if you were to take a consensus among astronomers, that most of them would say that it looks as if the universe will eventually die as it expands out of control. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, ask your question by calling 612-564-8135. And perhaps you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour, it's open mic. This hour is your hour. This is when you can call 612-564-8135. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're just kind of drowsy, but then something hits you all of a sudden out of nowhere. You're inspired. You want to talk to somebody. You want to share this information, but hey, you're the only one in the room. I mean, after all, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Well, you can talk to me. At 4 o'clock in the morning, you can call 612-564-8135, and you can ask your question or make your comment about science. So why should we scientists have all the fun? And let's say you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question about science from their homework and you are stumped. What are you going to do? Look like a fool? No. You can look like you are the greatest genius by getting your kids an answer to their science homework question. And look, why not put them on the airwaves too? Give them the telephone and have them ask that question on national radio. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And also, as I said before, thank you so much if you came to my book tour. Thank you so much for getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, which sailed on to the New York Times bestseller list. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, my name is Troy. I'm calling from 93.5 FM here in the Daytona Beach area. And my question to you is, if superstars create super black holes, when the Big Bang happened, wouldn't have that alone created its own black hole?
Well, yes. It turns out that if you take a look at our universe itself resembles a black hole. Now, at that point, you may say to yourself, well, that's crazy, right? But, well, not really, because you see, surrounding a black hole, there is a sphere called the event horizon. The event horizon is the point of no return. If you fall through the event horizon, you never come out again. If you are inside the event horizon and you shine a light beam, it'll never escape because nothing can escape a black hole. Now, doesn't that sound like the universe itself? That you cannot escape the universe. That if I shine a light beam in one direction, it'll never escape the universe. So in some sense, the universe itself can be viewed as a black hole. Now, let me get this straight. The black hole at the center of a galaxy weighs several million times more than the sun. And so these are gigantic black holes that lurk at the center of galaxies. But if I simply take the equations of Einstein and boost them all the way to the mass of a black hole, what equations do I get? I get the Big Bang. And so in some sense, the Big Bang can be viewed as the eruption of a black hole. Now, of course, this is still theory. We don't know whether the universe is finite or infinite. We're still children when it comes to understanding the large-scale structure of the universe itself. But as I said, the equations lead us in a direction that take us to a world beyond our imagination, the world of science fiction almost. Anyway, if you want to find more about this theory, the theory that maybe our universe itself is a black hole, get a copy of my earlier book, Parallel Worlds, where I have a whole discussion of inflation theory, a whole discussion of what happened perhaps before the Big Bang itself, a discussion of what string theory is all about and what string theory says about the pre-Big Bang universe. The book is called Parallel Worlds. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Good afternoon, Dr. Kaku. This is Mike from China Lake, California, and I listen to this fantastic show on KFBX 970 Fairbanks, Alaska on internet radio. My questions are, is there any radioactive residue left in the western Nevada desert from above-ground atomic testing? And does the Santa Ana winds blow radiation contamination back to California? Our dad worked on the Rover Atomic Powered Rocket Facility, NTS, Mercury, Nevada, with many others, and we would really appreciate your answer on this. Thank you very much for this excellent show, Doctor.
Okay, well, first of all, you asked a question, is there residue left over from the nuclear tests that were conducted, especially back in the 1950s? And the answer is yes. And in fact, if you want to actually measure this residue, get a Geiger counter. And if you measure the background and your Geiger counter is sensitive enough, you can actually detect radiation from the atomic testing. And that's because radiation does not damp immediately. Some radioactive products will be radioactive for billions of years. And so, for example, I tell my students that if I could analyze the chemistry of their body with a Geiger counter and different other kinds of radiation counters, you can pick up radiation from Chernobyl. You can pick up radiation from Fukushima right in your own body. Now, is that reason for panic? And the answer is no, because we're talking about an infinitesimal amount of radiation that is coming from Fukushima, coming from Chernobyl, and came from Three Mile Island that is still circulating around the Earth at the present time. And, of course, the closer you get to Fukushima or Chernobyl, the higher the radiation levels are. But even here in New York City, you can actually pick up radiation from Chernobyl and pick up radiation from Fukushima. In fact, when the North Koreans did their nuclear tests, It turns out that tiny amounts of nuclear fission products were released in the atmosphere, which can be measured, giving us an indication of the composition and the size of the device that was detonated by the North Koreans. And as the questioner also mentioned, back in those days in the 60s and 70s, the United States was experimenting with atomic rockets. Now, at first, you may say to yourself, well, that's absurd. I mean, if you put a nuclear reactor in a rocket and the rocket misfires, you have a nuclear meltdown, not in Chernobyl, not in Fukushima, but in somebody's backyard. Who wants that? Well, it turns out that, yes, the government did experiment with nuclear rockets, like the Kiwi, the flightless bird. They would put a nuclear reactor on a railroad track, and it would shoot exhaust in one direction, propelling the rocket down the railroad track. And so, yes, the United States did experiment with atomic rockets, but eventually gave it up. Now, years after that, the program was revived in a project called Timberwind. And, however, when news got out that the United States was resurrecting a nuclear rocket program, the criticism was so great that it quickly canceled the Timberwind rocket. Now, my own personal point of view is, take a look at the track record. The track record of the atomic rocket was not very good. There were a lot of leaks, a lot of accidents, and basically it was unstable. Now, when you fire a rocket into outer space, a chemical rocket, after 50 years of experience with chemical rockets, the misfire rate is about 1%. 1% of the time, our booster rockets blow up. In fact, we had two major accidents with the space shuttle, each one killing seven brave astronauts, which was more or less right on schedule. If you take a look at the total number of space shuttle launches, and you take a look at the fact that we had two horrible misfires with the shuttle launches, you find out that they were more or less on schedule. 1% of the time, our rockets blow up. Now, these are chemical rockets, which are much more stable than atomic rockets, which are notoriously unstable. And so the probability of an accident happening with an atomic rocket is much greater. Now, to be fair, some scientists have said that if you launch an atomic rocket, perhaps you could activate it in outer space. And so it's not that radioactive on the Earth. You send it into orbit, then you remove the control rods, then it fires up, then it becomes very radioactive. Well, that's one theory. We haven't tested it, but one theory is perhaps we can use an atomic rocket after the rocket is already in orbit around the planet Earth. Well, I think for the most part, the atomic rocket has been shelved because of its unsavory history. And then the caller also asked the question of what about the medical effects? Well, we don't really know because a lot of that was classified during the 50s and 60s. Well, let's now take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask your question.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the airwaves and if you want to ask that question that's been burning with you for so many years, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station, the city you're calling from, and you can ask that question and perhaps get on Science Fantastic. Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound of all. As I mentioned earlier, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a stupid question, and that is, can you outrace a light beam? It took him 10 years to finally figure out the answer. When he was 26 years old, he published something called Relativity, and he changed world history. The atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, nuclear reactors, the energy source of the stars, all of that unlocked because a 16-year-old boy asked a dumb question, can you outrace a light beam? The answer, by the way, is no. The speed of light is the fastest velocity in the universe. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Greetings, Doctor. My name is Jeffrey Dewey. I'm calling from Clovis, New Mexico. And it's I listen to Science Fantastic on KCLV, 1240 AM. And my question is, April is the 50th anniversary of the release of 2001 Space Odyssey film. And I was wondering, what are your personal thoughts on the movie, its lasting legacy, and its influence? And also, did it influence you to go into being an astrophysicist? If it didn't, or if it did, what were your influences? What influenced you to become an astrophysicist? Thank you. And all the best.
Well, first of all, I'm a science fiction buff. I love watching science fiction movies. However, a lot of the times I cringe. I cringe because these movies take liberties with the laws of physics. So for the most part, I simply dismiss the laws of physics temporarily, shut them off, and enjoy the film. However, watching 2001, I began to realize that that's perhaps the most realistic encounter with intelligent life in the galaxy. You see, we're brainwashed by these cheapo Hollywood movies to believe that the aliens are going to land on the White House lawn with their flying saucer and give us the benefits of their technology. No, it doesn't work that way. If they're that advanced, how would they explore the galaxy of billions and billions of planets? They would not send Captain Kirk hopping from planet to planet. That takes too much time. No, they would send a robot. A robot probe that is self-replicatable. That is, it can make a copy of itself. So it lands on a moon, makes a copy, let's say 1,000 copies of itself, sends them off. And then when they land on distant moons, they make 1,000 copies of themselves, and so then you get 1,000,000 probes. And then they land on the next generation of moons, creating 1,000,000,000 probes. And eventually you have a sphere of robots containing trillions upon trillions of copies of themselves, expanding at near the speed of light, and you can then colonize the galaxy in about 100,000 years. That's the way to do it, and that's the way they did it in the movie 2001. So let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards I'll say a few things more about the movie 2001, its 50th anniversary. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This is your chance to ask that question. Make that comment about science that's always been bugging you by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and you can ask that question, make that comment that's always been bugging you about science. Well, before the break, we had a question about the 50th anniversary of that film, 2001. It's a great film because I think it's perhaps the most realistic encounter with alien civilizations in outer space. Any advanced civilization is not going to send Captain Kirk hopping from planet to planet. That takes so much time. No, they're going to send self-replicating robots that can land on a moon, scavenge materials from that moon to create copies of themselves, which then create even more copies. And that's the way Mother Nature does it in a virus. A virus lands on a cell, hijacks the machinery, sends out hundreds more copies of itself, which also land on cells, creating hundreds more copies, and you have an exponential growth of these viruses until 2 weeks later, you start to sneeze. Think about it. A little virus, a molecule, can make you sneeze after about 2 weeks. That's the power of an exponential growth, and that's what we saw in the movie 2001. In fact, there was that scene where the astronauts touch that monolith, sending a signal back to Jupiter, alerting the aliens to the fact that we have finally matured into a space-faring civilization. However, there's one thing I would have to quibble with, and that is the title of the movie, 2001. The technology in that movie is more aptly 2100. I think around 2100, we will have robots that we can talk to that will have Earth, that will have human-like characteristics indistinguishable from that of an ordinary human. And I think in 2100, we'll have manned missions to Jupiter. But not now. So I think Arthur C. Clarke got a lot of things right in that movie, except the time frame. I think 2001 was simply too quick. That 2100 will be the time when we begin to explore the universe using manned space probes. And we will have robots that can pilot a spaceship and talk to us in plain, ordinary English. So I think the movie got it so many things right, except its title. It should have been called 2100. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Naveen Suresh, and I'm calling from Reading, PA. I just had a quick question about black holes in general. So black holes are objects in the universe with really strong gravity, but could they also be used for time traveling or going to parallel universes instead? What benefits would we have if we reached that point where we'd have a futuristic opportunity to go to black holes? Yeah, that's my question. Thank you. I love this show every week. I hear it every week. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And once again, you're right that there is a theory that says that black holes are not the end point of stellar evolution, but perhaps the beginning. Now, what is a black hole? A black hole starts with a star maybe 10 to 50 times more massive than our sun. Eventually, it uses up all its nuclear fuel, explodes, and after the explosion, there is a tiny dot of nuclear material so dense that even light itself cannot escape. And the question is, what happens if you were to approach this dot? Is it really a dot or is it really a ring? In 1963, mathematician Roy Kerr took Einstein's equations and spun the black hole in a circle. Before then, we had stationary black holes that did collapse to a dot. But Roy Kerr found that when you spin the black hole, it does not collapse to a dot, but collapses to a ring of neutrons. And we see that the black holes in outer space that we've observed do rotate. None of them are stationary. We've clocked them at going around each other, going around their axis at about 1,000,000 miles an hour. And so we do know that Roy Kerr's rotating black hole solution is perhaps the most realistic solution of all. Now, if you fall through the ring, you perhaps wind up on a parallel universe. And we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And so we'll answer the question, can you use a black hole as a time machine or as a wormhole machine? Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about whether or not you can use black holes as time machines. Well, the short answer is we don't know, but there is a theory compatible with the quantum theory and Einstein's theory of general relativity. First of all, if I spin a black hole, and all black holes we see in outer space are spinning, then the matter, we think, collapses not to a dot but to a ring. The ring does not collapse because of centrifugal force. So centrifugal force keeps the ring afloat, and if you were to fall through the ring, mathematician Roy Kerr back in 1963 found that you do not die. You can fall straight through to a parallel universe. In fact, this is called a wormhole, a gateway through space and time connecting two universes, first introduced by Einstein himself back in 1935. He wrote a paper with his student, Nathan Rosen. So today we call it the Einstein-Rosen Bridge. And I was quite surprised watching the Thor movies, because they have to explain where Asgard is relative to the Earth. And they said in the movie that, yes, there's an Einstein-Rosen Bridge found by Natalie Portman. And that connected the world of the gods, the Norse gods, including Thor, with the Earthlings. Now, the question is, how stable are they, and what would it take to build one of these things? Well, you need a black hole. Tremendous amounts of positive energy to open this gateway through space and time, and then negative energy to stabilize it. So don't think that an inventor is going to announce the creation of a time machine anytime soon. But it turns out that, yes, the wormhole connects two points in space and time as well, so that you can use this as a time machine. So then the question is, how real is this machine? The question is stability. Assuming first that you can play with black holes and open up the gateway, you want to make sure the gateway is stable so you can walk through it and not be crushed by the gateway. Well, this is where Stephen Hawking comes in. Stephen Hawking wanted to prove that time travel was impossible. He wanted to create what is called the chronology protection hypothesis to show that Einstein's equations forbid time travel. Well, Hawking failed. He could not find a rule in Einstein's theory that prevented time travel from happening. So he was forced to admit that, well, you got to take it seriously. But then Hawking finally said, yes, time travel is consistent with relativity, consistent with the quantum theory, but, he said, they may not be stable. And that's the key question. I was watching Star Trek the other day, and yes, there are wormholes in Star Trek, and some of them are unstable. Some of them are stable, but many are not. And that's the question. How stable are these wormholes? Well, Hawking finally concluded that a wormhole that takes you to another part of the galaxy might be stable, but a wormhole that takes you backwards in time might be unstable. Now, why is that? Because radiation can enter the black hole and come out again in another universe. If time travel exists, then the light beam can go round and around and around the black hole an infinite number of times, each time going to the future, then to the past, then to the future, and then to the past, each time it goes to the wormhole. That builds up energy until the machine explodes. And so then, Stephen Hawking said, therefore that means that you can build a wormhole to a gateway to another galaxy because there aren't these closed loops. But a time machine does have closed loops, so the machine would blow up. Sorry about that. Well, personally, I think that Hawking made a mistake here because he assumed that if you go backwards in time, you enter your same universe. Now, I don't think that's the way it works. The quantum theory allows for universes to split. And so I think when you go backwards in time, assuming it's possible, you wind up in a parallel universe because the timeline split in half, and therefore the wormhole can be stable because you're not going through the wormhole an infinite number of times. Well, this, of course, is still conjectural. Get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, where I have a discussion of this. But in that book, I claim that in a time machine, you can only make one pass backwards in time, and therefore you do not destabilize the time machine. In other words, time travel may actually be possible. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Cocker. My name is David. I'm listening to WCHS Whiskey Charlie Hotel Sierra in Charleston, West Virginia. And my question to you is, assuming that one could, in an alternate universe, assuming one could travel in that universe faster than the speed of light, if one were to look in the rearview mirror, what would one see? Or would one even be able to see the rearview mirror? Could one see anything? Would everything be black? And if one arrived at his destination and could run outside of his spaceship and look in a telescope, would he then be able to see himself in the spaceship going backwards? Thank you. I appreciate you answering my question. Thanks.
Well, believe it or not, some of these questions are answerable within Einstein's theory of special and general relativity. It turns out that, yes, there are scenarios where if you could outrace a light beam, perhaps you could see yourself in the past. There was one issue of Superman that I remember when I was reading as a kid. The planet Krypton blew up, of course, and Superman, as a young boy, was always curious as to what Krypton was like. And so he broke the light barrier and went backwards and saw himself. He saw Krypton as it was before the explosion took place. Is that possible? Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. But in my book, Parallel Worlds, I actually answer that question. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku every week. Every week, we explore the cutting edge of science and technology on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can ask that question, make that comment about science that's always been bugging you, and in the process, get on national radio. So give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.